10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday. I think today is the 16th, if I'm not mistaken.
That is correct.
I think I wrote that on the flyer.
Yes.
Good morning, Danielle.
Good morning.
Thank you guys for tuning in to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Make sure you hit that like button, that follow button. Follow us on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Just search Real Talk with Karen Stacy, and you will find all of the shows there. So Danielle and I are a little brain dead this morning. Myself, because I live in New York, and we had snow, and you know, it was a matter of, you know, were the kids going to school or not. And the funny thing is that last night we were watching on the news, there was a 2-hour delay for like every single school district. Except the one my son went to. So I'm like, really? So, you know, my son is like, well, Ma, you know, call it. Like, am I staying home or not? And I'm like, I can't call it because they've been wrong so much. If we don't have snow on the ground in the morning, like, I'm going to look like a jerk that I didn't take you to school. Like, you know, I can't call it. So you know what he wanted to do, right, Danielle? He wanted to be playing games and probably with your son. Right. You know, right. But even though he couldn't do that because your son had school today. Right. So, it was just, you know, so I was just like, I don't know what to tell you. So I'm watching my cameras all night. I'm watching the thing. And then like the school doesn't tell you until like 6 or 7 in the morning. Like, you know, it's just like, if we would just knew we were snowed in, we would just be like, you know, like cool. Like we could sleep and not worry. And my son is like, if I see the daylight, I can't. Like, I'm done. Like, I can't go back to sleep again. So I'm not setting my alarm. Yeah. Which I'm the opposite. Like, the minute I see the daylight, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm going back to sleep. But a lot of people can't, you know, but, and I have the curtains, the darkening, the room darkening curtains and all of that as well. So I don't know why, but he's just that way. So I ended up setting my alarm, you know, but I did check and then my sister from another mister had, you know, texts me because her daughter goes to the same district and she's like, we are home. I'm like, all righty. And I saw the email. I was like, all righty. And we are home. So I dozed off a little bit. And, you know, then I was like, crap, I need coffee so I can actually make sense, you know, because I have to do the show. And Danielle texts me and goes, oh, crap. I didn't realize today was Tuesday, even though you texted me yesterday and, you know, reminded me about today. And I started laughing. I was like, we're both mentally shot this morning. Yeah. Well, but you can tell everybody why you're shot, what you did this weekend.
Oh, well, my twins turned 13 this weekend. So it has been
that's exhausting in and of itself.
Yes, it has just been a whole array of activities to entertain the now 13-year-olds, you know, between fairs and fun and friends and family and all the F's, obviously. And, you know, yesterday, again, you know, up and who wants to go here, you know, they have mutual friends, but they do not spend time with the mutual friends together, because although their friends are mutual, their love for each other is not. So,
okay.
You know, Paige and Madison are polar opposites, and sometimes they like each other, sometimes they don't, but they definitely don't like each other with their friends, because Paige is a lot of fun, and Paige is like, you know, carefree and wild.
The life of the party.
Yes. And Madison's, you know, mushy, gushy, soft, and, you know, not, you know, she wants to just like chill out and like talk and do all these things. So, you know, they have to do their play dates separate. So,
yeah,
you know, in between the let's have some fun. Madison went out to dinner with one of her friends on Friday and did not invite Paige. And then obviously Paige went out with the same friend on Monday. They went to the fair and did not invite Madison. And Madison was in her feelings. And of course, you know, then she does these like passive aggressive, stupid Snapchat posts like, oh, and all your friends are at the fair, but you can't go, you know, things like that, which then piss off her sister. And yeah. So, you know, then of course I'm refereeing and,
such a great segue into our topic, by the way. Go ahead.
I know. And this is not even their huge celebration weekend, even though it was their birthday weekend. Friday is their huge celebration weekend. And, you know, and then of course, you know, grades start to come down the pike yesterday because the teachers are finally putting all the grades in the grade book and this and that, and the other thing. So one child is excelling, one child is not excelling. And then of course, you know, the arguments and the grounding and the this and the that. And it just went from like celebratory to like, can I resign? Yesterday I wrote to my sisters. I'm like, I'd like to resign from my position. I do not feel that I am qualified. I do not feel I am qualified. And this on-the-job training is not effective. So
I am demoting myself to girl in the corner.
So my sister AI generated a resignation letter for me, which was hilarious. And
oh my God.
Yes, I would pretty much like to quit. I am done parenting.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck with that one. Let me know how that works out.
Yes, I will.
Let me know how that works out. And I'll be on the corner with you. In the corner, not on the corner, in the corner.
In the corner.
That's a different show. Yeah, look out. Easy. Show. And yeah, so today's topic, which I think we probably will be doing this for like the next year, you know, that I wanted to talk about is, you know, how has social media changed us and affected us? Hello, Orlando. How are you? You just reminded me to share this on Facebook so that we can get people. So I know, Danielle, that you have, you know, a lot of feelings about this. Not that we discussed this prior, but just because I know you. So what, you want to start the ball rolling on this one, and we'll go in one direction at the moment.
Sure. You know, obviously, you know, I have three kids, you know, in different ages and ranges, you know, boys and girls, and social media. My son is, he does like social media, but it's not so, I want to say, a slave to it. Like, he gets on his little Instagram here and there. He checks out videos, although TikTok is the bane of my existence, right? You know, kids are educated via TikTok, and not everything on the internet is true, but God forbid you tried to tell them that everything on the internet they face you on TikTok is not true. They look at you like you're crazy because, you know, we didn't live an entire life before TikTok. My daughters, on the other hand, you know, they're 13 years old and they are very, very engaged in TikTok, watching these TikTok influencers, trying to make TikToks themselves. You know, I monitor their TikTok. I monitor because, of course, today's society, music is garbage. It is absolute trash. It is degrading and diminishing to females, and my daughters will sing these words, these songs, but not actually understanding what the meaning of the words are because they like the beat, or it's because it's the cool artist of the month, or whatever.
Right.
And then I have to sit there and say, you better take that video down right now. Like, I will go up, I will march up to their room, I swear to God, like, short of like grabbing them by their throats, like, are you out of your mind? Mom, what? Like, what did I do? What?
Right.
What did you do? First of all, take down the video. And then I would make them watch the video. And they're looking at me like, what did I do wrong? Did you listen to the words of these songs that you're mouthing? Are you listening to the words of the song that you're mouthing? And they're like, yeah, but it's a good, I like the beat. I don't give a shit what the beat said. Listen to the words. Do you know what those words mean? They're like, no. Okay, well, I'm going to give you an example of what those words mean. Right. And so for a 12-year-old girl to be singing sexual content, what does that tell the people that are viewing the TikTok? Right.
that it's okay.
That it's okay, right? So then you have to explain. I explain that if you singing words that you're in a sexual compromising situation with a boy, though, whoever is watching this video thinks, oh my God, so-and-so at 12 years old is either one having sex, they're, you know, allowed to do all these things. I said, if a boy from your school watches it, then they're going to think that, oh, look at this one. She does this and she does that.
They don't, right.
That's your fast. I said, first of all, the internet is forever. Like, you deleted the video and you think, oh, well, I deleted
right.
it. Nope. The internet is forever.
Yep.
So please be careful about what you post. Me, it's I'm 54 blueprint. Years old. I had a friend when I was talking about getting a job, and she's like, I would get you a job with my company, but you know, you've posted questionable things on your internet or your social media. And I looked at her. I'm 54 years old. Like, I make no excuses for me at this point. Like, I post what I want to post, and I am true to who I am. And if you don't like the way I say, I don't need a job at your company. I didn't ask you for a job at your company, but you have to keep in mind that the internet is forever, and they will do a deep dive, and they will dig into something that you posted 20 years ago when you were like thinking, and this can be the yes or no to whatever, hopefully goals that, you know, you have set for you. So I try to explain this to my daughters. They're starting to get it, one more than the other. But you know, I watch how it's shaping their lives, whether it comes to self-care, oh my God, thousands of dollars in Sephora for, you know, skincare and you know, everything else under the sun. And I just look at them. I'm like, at 12 years old, I use Noxzema. Okay, this is what we use to wash our face.
Sure. Well, you know what, too? Think about the not to interrupt you. Think about, like, now everybody is an influencer. And honestly, like, it doesn't take much, right? So, you know, everybody is, you turn on anything and everybody is promoting something.
Okay.
So, and they have a captive audience. So you have to have that skincare, right? I mean, think about like an infomercial. Remember when we would be up at like 3 o'clock in the morning, old school, watching the infomercials? You gotta have that. You gotta have that, like, you know, whatever it was, like, you know, the thing that makes your hard boiled eggs perfect. Like, you have to have that, because,
right,
you know, who doesn't need a hard boiled egg thing, you know? And this is like, after you watch it for a half an hour, they brainwashed you into thinking, how could you ever boil an egg? Which you only do probably like once a year anyway, right? I mean, some people do eat hard boiled eggs all the time, but you know what I'm trying to say. And it's like, you're like, wow, I have to have this hard-boiled egg maker. Like, and they brainwash you, you know, to thinking. So, you know, we got the media brainwashing us. Now we got social, we had TV, you know, well, I guess TV and media is the same thing, but news and all that kind of stuff. Now we have social media, and it really does. It like brainwashes people. I mean, that's one aspect of it. I mean, like I said, there are so many different aspects of it, but you know, I have to agree with you, you know, in terms of, I mean, and I always agree with you, but in terms of like what we're exposing our youth to. And there are way too many parents, and you know what, people may listen to this on the replay and people may have something to say and be like, damn, Karen, really? You just said that. And I'm going to go there. Parents, do not allow social media or an iPad to raise your children.
Yes.
Okay. So I and again, I have somebody very dear to me, and she's a healer, and she tells me that what ends up happening with a lot of our youth is that they end up on the dark web, and the dark web is what is molding them into the humans that they are, and not their parents' guidance. So is it great? I mean, we were watching something on the news, actually, and Noah, you know, caught his attention, and he was saying something. Good morning, Sylvia. He was saying something. They were saying something about screen time, right? So now, you know, our kids are older, and honestly, when our kids, like our sons, were born, that was kind of when like the iPads and stuff were really prevalent, right? Which was about 15 years ago, right? Would you say that?
Correct.
Actually, yes. 16 years ago, right? Some like correct. Right around when your son was born, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, I know, if we wanted to go out and eat, or we wanted to go in a car, like you, I know you had the DVD players for all the kids in the back of the, in the back seats, and yes. you know, all of that. And you know, the DVD players were a great way watching a video so that you could get through a car ride, right? Or you would try to go out to eat, and you know, you'd hand the kid the iPad to keep them, you know, contained for, you know, that amount of time. So I had said that to Noah, but that was like when they first came out. Now, I mean, actually, as the time went by, parents are just handing kids iPads yes. and like, you know, talk amongst yourselves, and they're doing whatever the frick they're doing. And they're probably on Facebook or Instagram or freaking TikTok, and they don't even know what their kids are watching.
Listen, my grandnephew is 1.5. He's 1.5 years old. He took my sister's phone, and I watched him here. He was here the other day. I took my sister's phone, and I watched him scroll through the apps. I watched him hit YouTube Kids, and I watched him. He's 1.5. Watched
crazy.
Him go through until he saw what he wanted to do, and then he hit the view, and then he took, and he just watched the video he wants is to watch at 1.5. And I shit you not. His birthday is coming up in June. And I'm like, what?
Like, now, what? The good thing about that, and that just shows you how amazing the mind is, right? So he knew what to look for. Now, yes. The bad part, and he wasn't, he doesn't have the cognitive ability to search further. He just, it's probably association. He recognizes the images.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so he knew, which, you know, is amazing because they're so freaking smart. The bad part is when it becomes they're inquisitive. So for instance, when Noah was younger, I never allowed him on any kind of device unless I could see what he was doing. So everything had to be done in the living room. So he was searching like Hot Wheels. And I've told this story before, right? He's searching Hot Wheels, and you type in hot.
Yes.
On YouTube.
Yes.
And what do you think comes up?
Yes.
And I'm like, oh my God. Oh my God. And I'm like, that's not appropriate. That's not appropriate. You know, and I'm trying to like get to the T.
You gotta change your settings.
Oh my God. And I'm like, Jesus Christ. And so, you know, but I did teach my son at a young age, that is not appropriate. That is not appropriate. And so, and I monitored everything, and he was not allowed on any kind of a device until I knew he understood that. Now, do I know, you know, if that's held true? I'm going to say probably not, because, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But I don't think my kid is, you know, in his room watching porn. But it's all out there and ready for them. So this is why.
But, you know, and they only need one friend. Like, okay, so my son.
That's right. One friend.
That's it. My yep. son had a friend, and I was yep. not really a friend, but somebody, a child of someone I'm associated with. Okay, so I wouldn't really call it a friend. So, and Dylan, you know, out of courtesy of my friendship, would, you know, spend time talking on the telephone with this person. And he's like, Mom, that guy is like, you don't even know the things that he watches. And he gave me a little bit of a rundown without really kind of disclosing everything.
Right. He didn't throw him under the bus. He didn't throw him under the bus. He just said, like, you know,
Yeah. But fast forward, here we are, fast forward, I would say a year and a half, upon a moment, one of my sisters walked in, and they were like, oh my God, Dylan was watching something questionable on. I caught Dylan watching something questionable on his phone. He's 16, so he's hormonal. I get it. But probably until that one person led Dylan to that one thing, I don't know. He may have gotten there. He may not have gotten there. I don't know, but it was that one little moment where somebody opened the door.
Yep.
That allows people to go yep. in a different direction.
So, which is why you got to scare the shit out of your kid though.
Right. Right. I mean, listen, I have URL blocks. I have all kinds of things. I have all my devices, parental this and so on, so on. So it'll be like, oh, we blocked such and such. We blocked such and such. I'm like, what are you trying to watch? Nothing. All right. Well, I block a lot of websites through my network and stuff like that. So, and you know, with my daughters, you know, one daughter's like, oh, mommy, I want to watch Love Island or some shit on Netflix. I'm like, you ain't watching that. You know, why? Well, what's right. You're 12. That's what the big deal is. You know, there's a bunch of 20-year-olds that, you know, humping all over the place on this stupid island. You're not watching that. You know, and, you know, but all my friends, I don't care what your friends said. You're 12.
Yeah.
You know, so, you know, I stick to my guns that way. My kids, a lot of people will tell me my daughter's immature. I'm good with it. And
but
I try
wait
to keep
a second. I'm going to interrupt you for a moment. I'm going to ask you. So your words are because you're 12. Do you, I mean, that's like an I told you so. Like, do you say because
no,
that's
I
not
tell them
appropriate?
It's inappropriate. Right. I'm yeah. like, you're 12. Okay. It's inappropriate. There's the grown-ups doing things that are questionable that you
right.
you shouldn't be watching yet. You know, there's right. going to come a point in time. I tell my kids all the time, there's going to come a point in time where you are no longer going to be a child. You're going to be a young adult. And when the time comes that you pass the threshold from child to adult, there's no coming back. Okay? You can't decide, well, shit, I don't like it here. I'm gonna
I know. We keep
child.
Trying to go.
I know. Like, send me to bed. Punish me. Tell me to go to my room, please. So, yeah. you know, and I tell them this all the time. I'm like, so enjoy it. Please. Stop yeah, rushing. Please.
You know, but you
it.
Know, I mean, listen, every kid rushes because they think that once you get to the other side, it's so much better. You know, the only kid I think that isn't trying to rush is mine because he's
and Madison and my Madison. She don't rush.
Oh, OK. Because I know my kids. Yeah. My kid sees and not that. I mean, he's very mature. But like he looks and he's like, damn, mom, like that's like I don't want to like. Have to do all that stuff. I'm like, yeah, I know. It's fun, isn't it? And he just like, he's looking at me and, you know, obviously I have a different, you know, setup since it's just me and him. So, you know, being a single parent, your children are, you know, kind of, they're so in the mix. Like it you know, I remember when I was growing up and most of my girlfriends were all, yeah. They didn't have their father in their house.
Right. But,
and,
what happened?
Go ahead.
The thing with social media is everything's so sexualized now. There's no yeah. like innocent content. I mean, yeah. you scroll through it and you are watching, whether it's you're looking at your favorite artist and she's twerking, she's this, everything, their videos, everything is yep. so degrading and sexualized. They're not allowing these kids for like 1 minute to just be like, just enjoy the music. I watch and I scroll, and even on my, you know, you have to be careful how you talk in front of your phone, because then all of a sudden the next thing you know, you have all these crazy, you know, your feed turns crazy. And you know, me and my sister were laughing about something a couple of weeks ago, because we saw a video and we were like, oh my god, and we started just talking about it. You know, the girls, they're twerking, the BBL generation that we live in, big asses and all this other stuff. And my feed went like so X-rated for like a hot minute. And I was like, oh my God. My wow. son's like, mom, what's wrong with your feed? I'm like, I have no idea, but I'm going to stop talking in front of my phone for it. And I would push my phone in the other room and just stop talking about it. And then little by little, it starts, you know, and I would hit like, hide this, don't want to see this, not interested in this, so on and so on. But it wow. happens. Yeah, it wow. really, really happens. So I tell the kids too, be careful, you know, be careful what you look at. You may pick a video of your artist and she's doing something that is not even appropriate for you to look at. You know, these women, I don't know, like how are you supposed to teach your kids how to respect themselves, hold themselves accordingly, I had this conversation with my daughter Paige the other day. I'm like, your body, you know, the whole story, your body is your temple. Understand that this is your house. And Paige like looked at me, you know, she was like a little like curious. And she's like, no. I said, you see this house that we live in? We sleep here, right? We reside here. But if we don't like it or something bad happens here, we could always pick up, sell it, and move. If you do not respect yourself enough, okay, that you allow people to mistreat you, whether it's physically, verbally, sexually, you are stuck in this for the rest of your life. You cannot leave this. So this is the one thing that you hold at the highest level of respect. Mm-hmm. Yourself, your body. Don't let anybody ever. And she just looked at me. I said, because, I talked to them about sexual assault and this and that and be careful. You know, they're 12 now. So I say, oh, you have a boy that likes you?
They're 13 now.
They're 13 now, right. So I'm like, oh, you have a boy that likes you? Okay, this is what's going to happen. Eventually, you know, because I had a parent call me, a boy kissed Paige on the lips at one of these like park things, you know, like urban air thing. She was there with another mother and a bunch of friends. Oh my God, Danielle, blah, 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 blah. And she was in front of a bunch of other teachers from her old elementary school. So they called me. Danielle, I know how you are. And I just wanted to let you know. And, you know, and I grabbed Paige and she was like, are you mad at me, mommy? I said, I'm not angry, but I'm going to discuss something with you. You know, she's like, well, you know, friends my age and there are girls in school that do it. Okay, I don't care about girls in school who do it and things that you see online and so on and so on. Understand that that parent saw you do it and the first thing they did was call me. And if you don't think that they're going to go back to school and they're going to say, oh my God, remember little Paige Correa? We saw her, blah, blah, blah. Parents, first of all, the worst gossips, they're worse than children. Rumors. I'm like, and then it gets around. And then this boy says, oh, well, she let me do it once. He'll try it again. I said, and then as they get more and more comfortable with you, they'll try certain. He'll put his arm around you, right, while they're sitting next to us, and then he'll slump against you. Why does he slump against you, Paige? I said, because he wants his arm to reach around your shoulder just a little bit more so he can touch the top of your boob, right? So she's like, Mom, right? So no, this is facts. This is facts. I said, or he'll put his arms around your waist. I said, but he'll cross them at the wrist and let them hang so that he could try to touch your butt. Like, understand that these are the things that boys do. I said, and if you allow certain things, then first of all, they're going to lie. They're always going to lie. They're going to say, oh, Paige, let me touch her boob, or Paige, let me do this, or Paige, let me do that. I said, and you're thinking, well, it's no big deal. You know, I watch TV and boys my age or girls my age, they kiss, they this, they that. I said, but what happens is if the next boy who's walking down the hallway saw him do it and was like, oh, well, Paige let so-and-so touch the boob. Why can't I touch the boob? And the next thing you know, boys are interested in you, not because they're interested in you, it's because they think that they could get something off you. And then they go and they lie and they tell everybody that they did it anyway, even if they didn't. I said, and then you get, and this is how social media comes into play. And then you get those mean girls or whoever decides to post on the internet. Well, Paige, blah, 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 blah.
Right.
And again, I tell you, the internet is forever.
Yep. Right. And okay. I mean, even just like the fact that the part that is really like, it is such an invasion of your privacy in the sense that like you could be somewhere and somebody could take a picture of you. Like you don't even know that somebody's taking a picture of you. Right.
Yes.
Because all they could do is pick their phone up. Right. And then they have their phone in their hand. You don't know that they're taking a picture unless, of course, the flash goes off. But,
right. And then there's facial recognition everywhere.
Well, that's true, too. I wasn't even thinking about that. I was thinking about the embarrassment part of it. But yes, that would be true. You know, and I mean, we have all. That's why I always say I'm so grateful that social media wasn't around when we were growing up, because I told the story about, you know, one of my best friends, you know, that, you know, who's no longer with us. And, you know, we got the camera, you know, when we used to, the disposables, and we developed the film, and I see like an ass and I'm like, whose ass is this? And then I realized it was mine because I had my belly chain on. I was squatting to pee. She was in the stall with me and she must've taken the picture, you know, like as a joke. I mean, my face wasn't in it. There was nothing like that, but just something like, and that was just her. She was, you know, silly. And I'm like, oh my God, I could kill her. Nobody would ever identify me in the picture, but I knew it was me. But my point is that now that everybody has a phone, a camera in their goddamn hand, you know, if you're doing anything you shouldn't be doing, whether it's, if you're younger, your parents are going to find out about it, or all of your friends are going to find out about it, because you're going to have those mean girls and mean guys that are going to look to ruin your life. Or, you know, you as an adult, you know, you're a certain, you know, either you're married or you're a mom or a dad, and there's a compromising photo of you that somebody posts because they're not the nicest person in the world. That sucks. So, you know, you always, like they say, when the kids are growing up, I remember watching this on Channel 13 or 21, whichever, you know, channels that you watch, like PBS or whatever. And they would say, you know, live your life as though someone is recording it. And there is absolutely always someone recording it. And it's either your kid or everyone else. So you have to be conscious of that, because now that can be horrifying moments can be replayed ad nauseum, you know, anywhere, whether it be YouTube, whether it be, you know, on anything, TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, and all the other shits that I don't even freaking know about. You know, I mean, really, it to me, it's worse than a loaded gun.
It's true. So I was reading an article, matter of fact, day before yesterday, because all these kids nowadays, they put their hands in front of their face when they take pictures, which drives me crazy, right? So,
oh, hello.
Right. But then I read an article on why they do it. They say, you know, we are of a society where your parents were like, smile, take a picture. You know, I used to laugh with my kids. They used to be like, paparazzi, you know, and I used to take pictures of them all the time. And you know, they, for the most part, they used to smile, you know, even though I annoyed them, mommy, take a picture, whatever. Right. They say, and this generation, this is the way they put their hands up in front of their face to take a picture is their way of saying, you're not going to catch me sliding, like, or you're not going to catch me out there. So, you know, people take pictures of you and you have an ugly face or you don't look right. And then they post it so they can make fun of you, just like you were saying, right? They take pictures of you. Mm. They use it for bullying purposes and stuff like that. So the reason, it's basically telling people, I do not give you my consent. Ah. This is why they put their hands in front of their face.
Oh, see, now I didn't know that. And so I have to look into this now, because my son does that, but usually, like, so he did it last night, actually, too. Like, if you see pictures of me with my kid, a lot of times he has his hand over his face. So I wonder if that's it. Although yesterday he did say to me, one of the pictures he took, a couple of them, he had his head on top of my father's. So, right. Like, as a joke, and it made his face look fuller. And right. He's like, make sure you don't post that because my face looks fat in that picture. And I was like, what? Like, you know, really? It's
funny because I asked my daughters, I'm like, but they do it because everybody does it. I don't even know. I didn't even realize they didn't know why they were doing it. You know, they just, everybody does it. They put the two fingers up or they put the hands in front of, you know, they put. And I said, do you understand why you're doing that? But they go just along with the flow. And it makes sense because in a day and age where social media is everything and cameras are everywhere, you know,
these kids that put their power,
you're taking back the power by saying, listen, I don't give the consent. I'm not giving you consent to post my picture.
I have to discuss this with my son now. Yeah. This is a new thing. I didn't see that article.
I'll send it to you.
Okay. Yeah.
I follow this page.
Very interesting.
Grown and Flown. So, okay. And it sometimes it has some really interesting articles, and I read it and I was like, makes sense. You're not going to catch me slipping, you know. That's basically what it is.
Yeah, and it does make sense. And unfortunately, since we have a different, like we weren't brought up in that, our perspective is so different, right? And so even like we don't get meaning us, as in the, you know, our generation that are parenting these children, we don't understand a lot of this stuff because for us, this was never an issue.
Right.
So, you know, like we aren't like, I'm not comprehending some of it. And like what you just said was very enlightening to me. And yes, it does make sense. I'm afraid for our children. And I say this, you know, all the time, right? In more ways than one, because, you know, the world is really like taking a crazy turn, you know, and I keep saying also, you know, the, you know, our phones are getting smarter and people are getting dumber. Stupid.
Yeah.
And kids are getting dumber. So, or all of us are getting dumber, to be honest with you. I mean, if you think about it, when we used to make a phone call, we had to dial the number.
Right.
So you had to memorize that phone number.
Right.
You know how many people, like, if I didn't have my, I barely remember my son's cell phone number. Because I never had to dial it. My father's cell, I remember, like certain things I remember, I dialed the number all the time. I don't remember things. You don't remember them unless you do them. So yeah, I mean, there's just so many things and all you do is push a goddamn button and the whole world comes to you, which is the other reason why I say to parents, pay attention. Because if your children are younger, and you know what, even if they're not younger, kids can be naive. And they, because we're not raising them to be that way, right? So we're raising them to be, like you said, 12 or 13 years old. So if they're on, you know, playing a game and somebody starts chit-chatting with them, you know, they know how to manipulate a child because they're usually not a child. They're usually a predator, right? And so right. Now we have to, we don't want to put these disgusting thoughts in our children's heads, but at the same token, we do have to make them aware that we don't allow people into our living room, which is basically what goes on. And like, you know me, even with that Pokemon Go and all that crap, I was like, you are not playing that. And he's like, Mom, all my friends played. I said, that's great. But all that's doing is giving them like a you know, a pinpoint accuracy of where you are. I'm sorry, no. And I remember having this discussion with you and you were like, well, it's this, that. And I was like, I don't care. Like that makes me uncomfortable. I don't understand it. Therefore, he ain't doing it. You know, and so parents have to pay attention. So with social media, with YouTube, with gaming, where you can game and you have to know who your children are playing with because they could go for months and then all of a sudden it could be what they think is an innocent question. And there you go. Now your child is exposed.
Right.
So, you know, you don't hand your kid an iPad and let them raise themselves with it. Like you have to be in there with them because, you know, this is really scary. We have to teach our children. We have to protect our children from the social media and the keyboard bullies, right? Because,
yes.
You know, people got a lot to say, but, you know, like me and Danielle grew up in the Bronx. We're old school. Yeah, you got something to say? You better fucking say it to my face because when you're saying it, when you turn around and walk away, that ain't saying it. And if you're saying it on social media and then you're blocking the person so that they can't respond, you know, that's not the way it goes. Oh my God, Gina, good morning, honey. Yes, it has been a long time. See, we got a couple of snowed in people from New York that are listening right now. Thank you guys for tuning into. Yeah, thank you guys for tuning in to WTF Let's Talk with Karen and Danielle. Make sure you hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe. Make sure you share out the page. And if you're catching this on the replay, you can find it on Real Talk with Karen Stacey on any of your favorite podcast platforms. Let us know you're listening. Let us know you're here. Today's topic, which again, there are many facets to, is how has social media changed us or affected us? So Danielle and I are speaking now about how it's affected kids in for the most part, right? And I've been kind of shouting from the rooftops not to allow social media.
I know, but you know, listen, it also affects adults, right? So I mean, think about this. I mean, we sit back and we look at our friends from afar and, you know, friends we've lost and friends we've gained. And you sit back and you're like, oh, I know people who go out of their way to post on social media to pretend that they are living. And it's terrible that they do this.
Perpetrating the fraud.
They're living this perfect, wonderful life. And meanwhile, they're sitting on their couch and they've posted, like, they'll recycle like an old video from years and post it like, oh, like I'm out to dinner. Or they'll pull up all this elaborate stuff just to make it seem so people will think like, oh, wow, look at them. They're living like such a wonderful life, you know, or, you know, friends that you may have fallen off with and all of a sudden, you know, they like this post, they like this person's post, they like that person's post. And you notice the diminution in the likes to your post all of a sudden. So this is when you start to see the friendship starting to like decrease and stuff like that. And you're like, huh.
This okay. is what I have to, wait, yeah. hold on. I'm interrupting that thought right now.
Right.
That is one of the things that I totally do not get with the social media, with people keeping track of who likes what. And I just said this to somebody not that long ago. I don't hit like buttons or anything. I am not that person. If it's like something or whatever, and I happen to see it and it's whatever, I may hit that. But if people are basing their, you know, their thoughts and opinions on who is liking or whatever their stuff, forget about it. I mean, I can tell you, no, but I will tell you that I have heard this from, I don't know
but
how many
true.
People.
It's people, but it's true. It's people,
but
it's, well, you know, again,
gives a fuck?
Listen, I could care less. People, you know what? I post a lot of pictures of my kids for family members that don't live in the state or the area so that they can see. You know, I go out with my husband, I post, I'm having a good time with my husband, I go out and I post, and okay, and that's fine, and that's my enjoyment. It's not so everybody can say, oh my God, you look good, or oh my God, you guys are having such a good time. You know, again, you know, he's got aunts and family that live, you know, on the other side of Florida, we have people who live in New York, whatever, and it's what I want to do, and I could care less. If I like the pictures and I want to post it, and this is what's happening in my life, wonderful, you know, but, you know, people then see like, oh, well, you just, it's people who are in your life. Me and you are in each other's lives, right? I like your post, you like my post. Okay, that's fine. But you know, somebody who has been near and dear to you and all of a sudden, like you notice, right? Because this is somebody who's been in your life forever, you know? Mm. And then you laugh because then, you know, obviously you hear things and so on. But people, it's so crazy because through social media, whether you're lying or you're telling the truth, if somebody is not in a good place, the jealousies, and it is, I want to say it's jealousy, it's pettiness. I don't know. But like all of a sudden people retract and you're like,
And it is almost, and again, it's like adults are almost being bullied and manipulated too, because when I say bullied, it's like, look at my life. I mean, I remember years ago, a friend of mine, her husband didn't come home. Okay. And the next day she posts, and she was calling me at 5 o'clock in the morning because her husband didn't come home and she was hysterical crying. The next day there's a post on Facebook of a dozen roses. My husband loves me so much. Look at my roses. And you look at that and you go, are you kidding me right now? That's what you want to post is the roses. Oh, what were you going through 3 hours prior when you know he was banging somebody else or he did a freaking, you know, he was doing like a 7 8-balls and didn't come home? Like, are you kidding me?
Or your friends who call you how much they hate their children or they hate their husband. And like you just said, and then they're like, oh my God, my girl. You're like, what? What are you talking about? Like you wanted to throw yourself off a building. You can't stand your kids. You know?
Yes, my world. And this is that people perpetrate the fraud. So that's the reason why. Like I don't post things, you know, certain times and why I don't do shows at certain times and all of that, because you know what? I'm not going to perpetrate the fraud. I'm not putting up a post of me, and even recent things like events that I've done or whatever, I haven't posted pictures. I might now because things are a little better. But at the moment when all of those things were happening, I was smiling behind tears. So I am not posting about what an amazing time I had when I wasn't feeling amazing.
See, and I know you. So I saw that. Like I would watch the videos and I saw how you kept yourself tight in the frame and you put on the smile. Because I know you. But yeah, anybody else would be like, oh, look, she's out. She's having a great time. She's this, she's that. And then I saw that you were channeling. Yeah.
Well, and again, I mean, and thank you, you know, for noticing, but that's the thing that most people don't get. And again, you know, there was an event that I did and you were there. And I remember you saying, well, I had no idea that all of that was going on. And I said, exactly, because you're not supposed to know when you're dealing with a professional. People aren't supposed to know how hard something is. All they're supposed to see is the good stuff. So this is like the way life goes, right? So in my opinion, you don't perpetrate the fraud. You don't pretend. I'm the first one to say, well, that was a fucking shit show. You know, I'll say it right off the bat, right? And then you're like, wait, I didn't see that at all. What do you mean? What went on? And I'm like, well, this was what was happening and blah, blah. And you were like, oh, I had no idea. I would have never known. And I'm like, right. You're not supposed to. So especially with certain things in life, and I mean, we were also raised this way, right? We were raised that, you know, you don't air your dirty laundry and, you know, you got to be strong and never let them see you cry, right? Which I've been better at. I don't pretend that I'm a certain way, but yes, you're not supposed to show that. And especially if you're in a public setting, right? You're not going to like, let's say you're mad at your kid or you're mad at your husband or you're mad at your wife. You know, it's not the time, right? In public to do that. Right. And it's kind of like, we'll discuss this when we get home.
Right.
So that right now I have not always been the best with that. Because especially my husband knew how to press my buttons. And I, like, if he kept pressing them, I was like, okay. And I would just go off. And Danielle knows this because I've done, you know, do not push my buttons to that degree. Because once my buttons are pressed, I mean, I'm better now. But when he was still alive and we were younger and he would push my buttons like that, I didn't give a shit who was around. I would just go off. And he would be like, really? Like, you had to do that? I'm like, well, you had to push my buttons. If you would have stopped, I would have stopped. But you want to keep pushing, you know, it's like poking the bear, you know, that's what happened. So, listen, you know,
I had a situation with a friend just the other day and me and her went at it because of our children. And I said, I'm not afraid of you. And she said, I said, I'm not doing this with you. I said, you want to impress me? Because she's mouthy. I said, you want to impress me? Come over here, knuckle up. She's so.
Oh, my God.
My husband looked at me like, what? I said, because she wants, she's a mouthy bitch, right? She's real. Da, 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 da. But I know she don't fight. Like, so take it down. You know, let's, you know, it was funny. But
right, because where crazy. Are we going? Right, because at that point, where are we going with this? And even if you do fight, okay, at 54 years old, if you told me that you got into a fight with one of your girlfriends, I would say to you, you need to be on medication. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You're 54 years old. Your kid, and again, right? So who could have seen that and videoed it and posted that and said, this is what so-and-so's mother and so-and-so's mother does when nobody's watching or whatever, right?
Right. So, correct.
You know, again, like, come on. Like, you're not, you know, we're not, but that said, don't push a bitch, right? So, right. You know, because this is where.
I may be right. Old, but the old Danielle's still in. She's still in there.
Right? Yeah, no doubt.
I'm older and I swear that I'm a little wiser. And
refined. We'll call it refined.
Okay, refined. You know, and I'm not as aggressive as I used to be. But listen, you light that fire. The fireworks are going to go off. You know, let's go.
Yeah.
And so, and people don't understand that because, you know, as you get older and a little bit more refined, people start to say, oh, she's calming down. She's settling in her old age. No, I just choose where I put my energy now. And it's not fighting.
Exactly. And again, you know, this all goes back to, and it's more, I mean, I don't know, you know, what the argument was over, but, you know, listen, it is not easy. And especially when our kids get involved, when it, you know, it surrounds our kids, you know, we're mama bears and we're protective. And, you know, I personally, when it comes to my friends, you know, I've said it to you, I've said it to my other friends, I say it to my kid, because my kid will say, well, you know, what do you think about this, this and that, you know? And I said, look, I'm not their mother. So I don't know the answer to that question. Would that be what I would do? No, but you're my kid and I know you, you know, they know their children differently. And, you know, we can agree to disagree. You know, they choose to do what they choose to do. And that's fine, because that's them. This is us. So again, it goes back to social media, right? It goes back to the things that we see, right? Because you see,
and the world deems acceptable now that
we judgmental,
right? You know, oh, you can't, you know, my kids, listen, we grew up in a time in life where, you know what, you spoke your minds and things were black and white. There was really no gray. Yes, maybe there was a little bit of racism, but the offense wasn't there so much. And now,
well, people had thicker skin.
Right. My kids look at me like, you can't say that.
Yeah.
Mom, that's so racist.
Yeah. Oh my God. My son says that to me all the time. I go, that's racist. What?
What?
Right.
What? Mom, you can't do that. Okay. I was going through my Facebook post and they were talking about a friend who passed away years ago. His name was David Harris. And growing
up. Oh, yes.
Yes.
I saw that post.
Okay. But years ago, we called him Black David. That's what he was known as.
And Black Dave.
Like, yeah, Black
Wasn't
Dave.
Wasn't it? Yes, I remember.
And my kids.
You can't say that.
They paused at the dining room table like, that's what you called him, Mom? Like that, You know? Mommy, that's offensive. That's racist. Like, you can't talk to people. I'm like, okay, but. This was, I'm 54, so I'm talking 45 plus years ago, you know?
Right.
And he wasn't offended, you know?
Right.
You are offended. Okay. I'm like, so my son is Puerto Rican, but his friends tell him he's Mexican, and they always tell him to go back over the border.
Right.
They tell him, go back over the border. You know, I said, and they rag on each other like this, but, you know, at one point in school last year, it started a fight because somebody listening got offended. You know,
right.
Listen, you know what? Yes. Some things are said. There was a huge fight here in Parkland a couple of weeks ago. It was all over the news, right? A kid was dropped and his cracked his head open. He was attacked by four Black boys. And my son's like, well, you know, Dylan, what happened? Because I know the boys. Some of them are very nice. Two of them were heading to college. One was heading to a D1 school for football.
The ones that threw a beating to this kid?
Yeah. Let me tell you something. Two of them were one wasn't like great. One was and two of them were really good boys. And that boy who instigated that fight, affluent, family, you know, entitled, mom. He provoked, he called them the hard R word, right? I'm like, hard R word, right? To us, it's the N word, by the way. But when you
what the hell is that? Okay.
Right. Okay. But when you're talking in a friendly manner and you say the N word with just an A, it's friendly. When you pronunciate it completely with the R at the end, it's a hard R.
I didn't know this.
That's offensive and derogatory when you use the hard R.
Okay.
Okay. These are the things that you learn, right? So, Ma, this kid has been like at them, you know.
Danielle, I lost you.
Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. You see, you said it's your phone. It cut it off because you're talking about things you're not supposed to talk about.
No, because it was the charter school, because I left them a lovely message about how they're handling my daughter. Anyway, so I was calling me back, but it's all right. We wait. Anyway, so, you know, my son said, Ma, this was the sequence of two other previous fights. okay, this was the end of, you know, there had been two previous before this. And, you know, they said the kids said some really, really nasty things. Now, was it right that four kids, you know, ganged up on one? No, no, it wasn't, you know, but, you know, it had, it, they had antagonized it and antagonized it and antagonized it over time.
We lost you again. All right. She's having technical difficulties.
My daughter calling
or
me.
Or her phone's ringing.
My daughter's calling me. So hold on one second. So while I'm talking, I'm going to text.
Yep. And we're losing you again.
I know, because my daughter is calling me. Hold on one second. So,
okay. So that's cool.
As you know, it antagonized and antagonized, it got to a point. And, hold on. What's up? And antagonizing, this is what happened, right? So these kids, you know, there's only so much you could be verbally abused before something like this is going to happen. And the country and everybody and social media, and this kid posted from his hospital bed, like, oh, 10 kids jumped me and look at me, I'm still fucking standing. I can't wait for the next round. But they don't post that. They don't post that this kid is continuing to antagonize these kids who got arrested, who got expelled, who in a sense lost their futures because now they're being tried as adults. They don't say that. They're just, oh my God, terrible, four black kids beat up this one white kid. But they don't go to the back history of the story and what happened and why this it happened that way. You know, and yeah. I looked at my kids and I'm like, you know, and I got into a little bit of a disagreement with a friend of mine from New York. And I'm like, we grew up in a time and a place where brass knuckles, batch, chains, this, that, that.
Uh-huh.
Okay? You know, nobody thought, you know, it was desensitized to us because we used to watch kids get beat up, batted in and everything under the sun, and they would be left on the floor with their head cracked open, and we'd put them in the car and take them to the hospital. He'll be okay.
And you know? And wait, and the reason, and so now we're not condoning that, right? But, you know, there comes a certain point in time, like you were just saying, you know, at 54 years old, that this mom was coming at you and you were like, you know what? Like now it's like, shut your mouth and pick up your fucking hands, because like, where is this going to go? So unfortunately, especially when it comes to, you know, boys, men, that's how they settle things, because it is, you know, you have to establish. And if you're going to get punched in the face, or you're going to get punched in the mouth when you say something stupid, you're going to think before you open up your mouth again. Is it the right way? Is it the right way? Obviously, it is not. Sometimes, though, it is what it is. Now, four kids jumping one kid, you know, not really the best, right? And maybe like a punch in the face should have been the extent of it or whatever. But it is a hard call. And we're teaching our children not to fight. But I tell my son all the time, like, you know what? If that situation comes, you don't back down. And, right. You know, if you're going to arrest my child because he's defending himself, or whatever the case may be, like, this is really a fucked up world.
Right. Right. And, you know, and I sit back and I'm like, now the kid, like I said, comes from, you know, an affluent family. Both his parents are attorneys. So these kids didn't stand a chance. These other kids,
mm-hmm. Which you is, know? And this kid probably knew it. And did the parents know that this kid was an asshole?
Well, yeah. But again, you know, the media has, they have put it so that the kids are, oh my God, poor white boy, you know, gets beat up by four black kids. The kids, Dylan has, my son has shown me posts, the kid's an asshole.
So he deserves a beating, so to speak, but not, you know.
But not to that extent. So, you know, they were fighting and they were fighting with him. And at the last portion of the video, the one kid that grabbed him and dropped him on his head, he was and is the troublesome one out of all of them. He has been in trouble before, had gotten expelled from a certain school, was at a different school. But my son plays basketball with these kids all the time. Used to go to the park, play pickup basketball. Not bad, you know. Please, ma'am, thank you. This, that, the other thing. He went to elementary school. You know, two of these kids, very nice boys. But again, you know, I'm 54 years old and somebody's going to antagonize me and I'm coming at them. Heat brings heat. Simple as that. And if you're going to come at me and you're going to attack me, I'm coming at you. You know, so you think because your parents are returning or whatever, it doesn't matter. You think that because you are at a better social standing than these kids gives you the right to be, you know, to moralize them or whatever. No.
Right.
You know, and then you want to gloat because now you ruined four people's lives.
Right.
Four young boys' lives. Done. Because social media, Snapchat, you know, because Snapchat is wonderful, right? It deletes after a little while. So Snapchat, you write all these things and then there's really no proof, you know?
Right. Oh, that's true. I didn't even, yeah, see, I don't do, I don't, I'm not.
You know, unless somebody screenshots that page, you know, there's no proof of what they said, this kid has said to them. But, you know, it was, you know, and my son was like so upset. Oh, my God, Mom, the biggest fight of the year. And I missed it. And it was so planned that somebody called and told the school guards that another fight was happening in a different area to detour the police.
Wow. Holy shit. This is like crazy.
Walmart, yeah, to the Walmart instead of the park. You know?
Wow.
So,
wow.
So the kids were aware, which is why they were all there. There were hundreds of kids there videotaping and watching, you know?
Everybody yeah, so was this aware was a spectacle. This was just a spectacle. So it's so different than in our day because and again, I sound like, you know, I'm 100 years old. You know, in our day, you know, somebody got you know, you just turned around and you didn't even know what was happening. You got knocked out. Like, you know, like,
right.
Don't talk shit. Boom. Like, okay. Yeah. You're a tough guy. Boom. Done. You know, and there was no police. There was no, you know, anything. Now, again, don't get me wrong. I'm not advocating for violence. I don't want anybody listening to this that doesn't know us to go, oh, these girls will talk about it. No, we are just talking about old school and this nonsense that we live in now.
Right. And then the fact that social media has now put into play, you know, before it was all hearsay, like, oh my God, I heard so-and-so say something about you and da 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 da. And then you would have to like approach that person, like, yo, you talking right. shit about me, you know?
Right. And now it weaponizes everything.
Right. So, and it gave you the opportunity, like, I didn't say that shit about you. So, you know, it gave people even the opportunity to even talk, but everybody is a keyboard warrior. Everybody has balls behind a screen, you know? And you sit back and you're like, but would you say that to my face?
Right.
Chances are most of the time the answer is no.
Most of the time the answer is no. And most of the time the answer should be no, because you shouldn't be saying it in the first place. Right. But, you know, it is what it is.
By putting it on social media, you put that person in a position where they have to respond. They have to retaliate because they'll be like, oh, he's soft, he's this, he's that, what a pussy, yeah,
exactly.
Blah, blah, blah. You know, so it antagonizes everything, you know, and it's sad. It's truly a sad place for these kids to be in because, like, you know, my kids, they play, they, you know, they watch TikToks and stuff like that. And they have group chats with their friends, but that's the most of it, right? No Facebook, no Instagram, no, none of this stuff yet. Because I tell them, I'm like, people are ugly. People are ugly. And if you open yourself up to social media, my husband, God bless him, he's 50, no social media. Still, can't stand it, doesn't want any part of it. You know, but you open yourself up to even strangers sending you messages. You know, my kids used to play Roblox. And then I used to, they weren't allowed to accept any friend requests.
Uh-huh.
Nothing.
Yep.
You know, they play under a false name. Listen, people ask you, your name is Melissa, you live in Texas. You don't ever give your information out, ever.
Yep.
You know, I had drilled this into my kids a million goddamn times.
Like
you
I know, said, and, don't let them into your living room.
Right. So to the point that sometimes their friends are like, why does your mother always think you're going to get kidnapped? Because I need to know where my kids are at all the time. No, it's not a matter that I think they're going to be kidnapped. I'm trying to avoid them being kidnapped. And I'm glad, you know, that your mother lets you just wander off and do whatever the hell you want to do. I'm not that mom. I live in Florida.
Right.
It's the number one capital of child abductions, you know, in the country. I'm not going there. I'm not doing that. You know what? And then my job is to protect them, to always protect them. So, you know what? I go on their phones. I go through their text messages. I go through their stuff. They look at me and they're like, Mom, I don't care. And then if you try to pull your phone away from me, and now I'm looking harder because now there's obviously something in there that you don't want me to see. So, you know, just let me see it. And if you're not doing anything wrong, there shouldn't be a problem. But you're not giving out your information to anybody. I want to know everything. My job is to make sure that you understand that there are predators everywhere. Okay? You're beautiful. You are young and people prey on it. You know, and they can pretend to be a 12-year-old girl while you're playing Roblox. And the next, you know, they're waiting for you outside your school, you know?
Right. Yeah, no, 100%. I mean, you know, I think, you know, the sad part is that, you know, I am definitely a proponent of you got to start young. So like, you know, when, you know, my son was like 3 years old, I already started what was appropriate, what was inappropriate. I was in his stuff. And once he reached a certain age and he knew what was what, I've let him be. I don't do that to him. I haven't. You know, but different scenario. But
get paid.
Yes, we do have to be aware of what is going on around there. We can you mute you then?
Yep.
Okay. So we do have to know what is going on with our children. And anybody for that matter, because this is where we are in society. So, you know, today's conversation in closing, because we obviously went a little beyond, is about social media and how it has changed or affected us. And we were just talking about one aspect of it in terms of with the kids. And the, you know, keyboard warriors and, you know, all that. And, you know, again, I just would strongly suggest to any parents out there that you do not allow social media or an iPad to raise your children. You need to be more involved in what they are browsing and who they are doing these things with. Do you have anything in closing, Danielle?
Correct. No, I think you touched on all bases. I mean, next week we can talk about how it affects adults. Think of catfishing. Think about all the poor people who have been misled.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I can't wait. Trust me. I told you, yeah. This could be like a part 27 because there's
I
so
know.
Much.
I mean, because we can, you know, we hit a lot of points on kids, but you know, how does it affect adults? And, you know, you yep. hear about these things. They make TV shows about these things. These poor people, you know, that they're, you know, I was watching Catfish the other day and this poor guy was, you know, he thought he was in love with this girl and it turned out to be a guy who lived in the Philippines and, you know, and it's, yep. And the person sent them money after money and more money and,
yep.
you know, spent their savings and it's terrible. Social media yep. and the internet has opened us up to a very ugly side of the world.
Yeah, exactly. It's so sad. We will definitely dive more into that next week. So we want to thank you guys all for tuning in to WTF with Karen and Danielle, or Danielle and Karen. And we just make sure you hit that like button, make sure you follow, and then you'll be alerted whenever we go live, or you can always listen on your favorite podcast platform. I hope all of my New York people are safe, you know, with the snow and the ice and all that fun stuff. And we will see you guys next Tuesday at 11 a.m. Thank you guys so much for yep. tuning in. Thank you, Danielle.
Thank you for having me, as always. Everybody, yep.
Oh,
I'm still with you.
All right. Thank you guys for tuning in. We see you there. All right. See you next week.
Bye-bye. See you next Ciao. Week. Bye-bye.